Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday the 25th of November and ending on Sunday the 1st of December. And that is for the Eastern time zone and the Central time zone and parts east of us, the time that the Sagittarius new moon comes in. So for us here in Eastern Standard Time, it's Sunday the 1st at 1:21 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I have recorded a separate podcast with some thoughts and musings about what that particular new moon is focused on and what it would like us to set intentions for and other things that might be interesting. So you can hear all about that when you look at the podcast that is also in this post. But the weekly astrology forecast begins on Monday, and that's the day that we will have Mercury go retrograde in Sagittarius until 9:42 p.m. But as you listeners for a long time know, that day is the trickiest of days because Mercury is standing still. And pretty much people these days, in general, they don't seem to be really there a lot when they're driving or navigating spaces. It's too much stress, too much overload, information, technology, changes. It really gets to a point where people are just off somewhere, and but Mercury retrograde days are always feeling like that. So this is the time to be really vigilant, and not just with your analytical mind, but with your intuitive mind, because when we drive, we often have a lot of knowing about something that's going to happen. You know, so be aware of that on Monday, and realize that we're entering that period where it's going to be until December 15th before we have a direct Mercury. So I'll talk about that a little bit at the end of this Monday forecast, which has it's the fourth quarter, waning Virgo moon, shifting into Libra at 6:20 a.m. And it is a really good day for aspects. As long as you're doing things that you've already started that aren't important to think about in the future, you have a lovely time with Libra moon. It is trine Pluto in Aquarius at 6:33 a.m. Eastern. We get a very helpful energy from Moon in Libra's sextile to the Sun in Sagittarius. At 2:32 p.m. is when that completes. So that's a really good time to investigate things with conversations about information or just things that you want to look at if you're planning ahead for a trip that you've already started looking at. Maybe you've already got your reservations, probably a good idea. Don't do that with a retrograde Sagittarius, particularly Mercury, if you can help it. I have traveled a lot with Mercury retrograde. And if I'm going to a place that is going to either take me into a workshop or a meditation or even just, you know, a trip to spiritual sites or sacred sites, you could call them, it's very appropriate for a retrograde Mercury if you're going to do research and things like that. So it isn't always a terrible time to travel, but it will cause a little bit of difficulty. Usually it does in some way. But not on that day. When after the sextile to the Sun in Sagittarius, the Moon sextiles Mars in Leo until 5:18 p.m. And it has another wonderful aspect coming in at 6:27 p.m. on Tuesday, which is the trine to retrograde Jupiter in Gemini. So it's an easy flow, for Libra Moon loves to feel that harmony and balance. That's what it gets to have until 6:27 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, Mercury's retrograde, as I said, will begin 9:42 p.m., actually shifting, but not really moving the next day either. And reverse speed or retrograde speed is better than not normal speed, and that won't happen for us until we get to the 30th. So it's going to slow retrograde Mercury until this would be, I guess, on Saturday, November 30th. And so, as I mentioned, we will have this retrograde until December 15th. Let me see if I can get the time easily. Yes, at 3:56 p.m., and that's the day of the Sagittarius full moon. But, again, a few days before we pick up speed. It goes direct at 6 degrees of Sagittarius, and back up to speed 5 days after on the 20th. So, you know, you just feel even a little slowed down before that direct motion takes place, right? And if we're going back to the sixth degree of Sagittarius, we could also, I could have also looked earlier, but I am overloaded with writing right now. I've got all kinds of Substack obligations and this and daily forecasts to write. So it's been quite a week for me. But if I'm looking for the sixth degree of Sagittarius, I go back and I see that it is on the 7th, November 7th. It's just a couple of days after the election in the United States. So you're going to be looking back at the time between that day and when it goes direct at 6 degrees. So there's more to come. There's more information. There's more activity about that period that was the time of, for some of us, tremendous disappointment, almost like shock and awe. And processing that others are suddenly starting to see what it's going to look like, and not everybody's real happy about everything they see, but some people, I'm sure they are. When we get past the, so I'm away from Mercury retrograde now, I should tell you. On Tuesday, it's not even easy to do these things when you're in a stationary Mercury. So we've got that trine to Jupiter until 6:27 p.m. for the Libra moon, but she'll have a little short period where she is square Venus in Capricorn, and that's until 7:06 p.m. So this is where you've got a person who really wants to be the authority and has it all figured out, and the structure is such and such. So other ideas or indecisiveness on the part of Libra Moon will not go over well. But it won't be really a tragic moment, but it won't be, you know, as easy of a flow as we've been having before that. But we'll get back to our easy flow. Even the sun is in a nice Sagittarius sun is trine Mars in Leo, and you'll be feeling that in the evening on Tuesday, and it will complete at 3:06 a.m. And so there's a lot of adventurous energy there, entertainment, and also sports energy there. And the moon in Libra is going into the sextile to this newly retrograde and not quite up to speed Mercury in Sagittarius at 4:14 a.m. So you don't have to worry about that unless you're over way east of us. And in the UK, it would be 9:14 a.m. So you would have opportunities to chat with people, and it would be okay. But if you're thinking about making things or deciding things or signing contracts and things that haven't already been gone over, that's not a good time to do it. We have a void, of course, Libra moon, very happily getting balanced and enjoying, hopefully, some peace and quiet. And the moon enters Scorpio at 7:21 p.m. And this is where we go through a rough patch, because that Scorpio moon will square Pluto in Aquarius until 7:40 p.m. So control versus passion for freedom, our absolute need for freedom. And Pluto usually gets its way. And after that, it's the moon's square to Mars in Leo, 6:49 a.m. Here's where you could get into some difficulties and really challenge each other, and nobody wins. So if you see that coming and you can just find your way to not be in it, do that instead of engaging. Things get back on Thanksgiving Day. That's another thing, right? This is the week in the United States for the Thanksgiving holiday, so people have been traveling. And, you know, my best day for you to travel would be during the daytime hours in Eastern Time Zone on Tuesday. And, you know, also the void, of course, moon time in Libra on Wednesday. But not after 7:21 p.m., please, and not before 7 a.m. on Thursday. That's where you get into real difficulty. Also, if you've arrived and at dinner the conversation starts veering towards challenges, one thing Moon in Scorpio can do is be very, very quiet. I mean, it may be taking it all in, and somebody's going to get bitten later when they least expect it, but you can try to stay detached, because you're going to want to enjoy the holiday the next day. And it does have great aspects once you get past 7 a.m. Eastern. You have the Moon trine, Saturn in Pisces, at Scorpio moon, and that's 9:07 p.m. when it comes in. So there is an opportunity to seem like you're in a mode which is pleasant and goes well, and timing is good, and, you know, you have some understanding with others. And after 9:07 p.m. Eastern, there's a nice sextile to Venus from the moon in Scorpio that goes all the way into 1:51 p.m. on Friday in the afternoon. Now, this is Black Friday, which has already started online for like months, probably. And so if you must get engaged with all the crowds and stuff, this isn't a terrible time to do it. Online, probably easier not to have difficulty. Surprises and differences in values and thoughts about finance come in after 2 p.m. when the moon moves to oppose retrograde Uranus and Taurus until 8:32 p.m. What did you do with those leftovers? Something strange has happened. Whatever. Maybe the plans change and you're not going to be able to do it after all. And, you know, Moon in Scorpio likes to be in control. They don't even know that, because it's instinctive. It's not thought about. But it feels safer, you know, if it feels in control. So it's a little bit of an upset for the Moon in Scorpio until 8:32 p.m. Eastern, and then big psychic energy. Moon in Scorpio, trine Neptune in Pisces, comes in for that late night and earlier evening out west, and that is over at 1:19 a.m. Eastern on Saturday the 30th. That's also a time for creativity and maybe some spirituality. It's very supportive, though, of getting a vision. And that may be a vision you've already had and ignored, and something comes back and shows you again. The moon enters Sagittarius at 6:53 a.m. on Saturday the 30th. It will sextile Pluto and Aquarius at 7:18 a.m. So this is a time when there's a lot of desire for something new. You know, what kind of things have you got planned? What entertainments have you got planned for Saturday? Because people want something stimulating and unusual. And there's a beautiful rest of the daytime trine from the moon to Mars in Leo until 6:23 p.m. You can have fun on Saturday. But some people will be feeling the drag of the lower energy of a new moon. So not everybody will want to be out there. People might want to be resting and pursuing adventures that are online and movies and shows and things instead of actual activity. The new moon, as I said, is the energy coming in that evening and is overnight until 1:21 a.m. in Eastern Time. And that, again, Sunday the 1st of December. See, I always say this every time I speak on this podcast, but it does seem things are moving so fast now. It really does to me. The moon is going to, as I say, be starting you on a new cycle. So we're going to shift out of the 4th into the new moon, and then next week we'll be moving into the first quarter. We'll be waxing in light again soon. But we want to set some kind of intentions for Sagittarius, which can be a lot of things. Higher education, it can be travel or long journeys. Don't book them, just start thinking about them or think about your intention to do it. Certain things like sports or just having adventures and fun are things that you can be looking at. And the morning has rather a down note, 7:49 a.m. Maybe you've been having too much fun Saturday evening, so you're a little tired and hungover on Sunday. Moon square Saturn in Pisces until 7:49 a.m. And also, it's a little bit pessimistic, and the moon is frustrated by skeptical people. And they want to have fun, they want to expand, they want to philosophize, and yeah, no, it's not going over. And the communications aren't that great, even when the moon in Sagittarius opposes retrograde Jupiter in Gemini, until 3:45 p.m. on Sunday. And that's just, you know, they're actually partial reception there because Jupiter rules Sagittarius. So the moon understands, but is having a hard time getting a word in edgewise. And the moon in Sag likes to have things to say, too. So you'll see that perhaps 3:45 p.m. and maybe an overload of information and conversation. And the moon is moving to join retrograde Mercury until 8:29 p.m. Maybe you're looking back now. Maybe it's not really a sentimental sign, Sagittarius, so you might not be reliving Thanksgivings gone by, but you may have also more of a desire to talk. And that's, again, until 8:29 p.m. And now it's a good idea to just chill out, as they used to say, because we're going to the moon's square to Neptune. and that will be coming in for the, well, it goes all the way to 10:47 a.m., first Monday aspect for the moon. During the weekend, we also have Venus in Capricorn approaching a retrograde Uranus in Taurus trine. So that's also going to help, even help for people who are usually very traditional, being willing to try something new, even if it's food related. They may be able to do that, but you know, you will be in foggy mists of confusion. So Monday morning until after, I'd say 11 a.m. is not a good time to start your trip home. You could do it after that. You'll have a void of course Sag moon. And you can do it after the moon enters Capricorn at 4:09 p.m. on Monday, because it's going to have a good aspect for 24 hours plus 6 minutes. It's going to be going into the sextile, helpful opportunities to Saturn and Pisces until 4:17 p.m. So there you have it, forecast with Mercury retrograde information, holiday information in the U.S. And when we get to the following week, we have some pretty interesting things to talk about. I'll have to look at how much information I've got and see if there's a separate forecast for one of these events, which is the retrograde of Mars in Leo on the 6th of December. Yeah, that's Venus is going to enter Aquarius, and she's going to make her Pluto conjunction next week on Saturday. That could be really interesting, as those are often fated encounters or communications, something like that. And in Aquarius, very electric. And on Saturday at 6:43 p.m. Eastern, Neptune goes direct at last. Some of us have been struggling with the last degrees of this Neptune, because you know, I happen to have last degrees of Gemini and Sagittarius. So it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been fun. A lot of stuff with water issues and plumbing issues and stuff. So please, go direct and get away from me. That's how I look at it. So this is what we're going to be investigating, and I will be communicating about that. And you might want to know that I have done, this is one of the things that I was overloaded by. Everybody's talking about Pluto and Aquarius and what's going to happen. And I thought it would be really interesting, and it was, to go back to see the transformations that Pluto made in the journey through the zodiac from Aries, the Pluto in Aries, which was in the 1800s. And one of the things that you see very definitely is that some of those things could have been predicted, but some of them just happen. And that's the thing about Pluto. It isn't always seen. It would be terribly upset if it was. It doesn't want that. So I had posted already on Substack. I did the post on Wednesday for part one, and that was Pluto and all the things that happened that of interest to transformations from Aries through Virgo. And I just finished up the second of part two, which is Pluto going into Libra and through Sagittarius, and just recapping some of the things we already know about that transit of Pluto in Capricorn. And that's because I did it because I think we never really can predict exactly what it's going to look like with Pluto and with Uranus. They're both very difficult to pinpoint exactly. So, I mean, you can have easier times with the other planets than with these. But it was a long and very intense research project and writing it all down. So I do suggest that you take a look at it. I decided to continue with part two because one of the readers said, I can't wait. I said, okay, the energy's there. I better keep it rolling. Substack is free. You just go and you just, you know, subscribe. And then if you look for Shelley Writes with a W-R-I-T-E-S .substack.com, you will find me. And at this point, all the posts are available to free subscribers and people who don't even subscribe but just want to read them. It's very nice for people like me if you do subscribe, and even if you hit the like button, it's very important. You'd be surprised how much it means. And also commenting. If there's something you want to say, there's a lot of dialogue that goes on under some of these posts, and they can be very interesting as well, because I read a lot of pages on Substack myself, and there are a lot of very interesting people on that platform. So, that's it. I'm going to leave you with all your information from this podcast, and it will be posted also in a segment that I'm calling Moon Days Report, which is going to be for paid subscribers only. That's going to have a lot of information. Take a look at one of them now, and you'll see what it is going to be showing. And by the way, a subscription for me is $6 a month or $60 a year. It isn't more than a cup of coffee for the month. So, have a very good new moon. Watch that Mercury retrograding, and I'll say goodbye for now.